This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we're joined by Chris Galen of the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, there's been a lot of trade war talk lately with China. How is this affecting the U.S. dairy industry?
Certainly, China is one of our largest markets. In fact, it's the second largest behind Mexico. And so when the sabers continue to be rattled, and more importantly, Bill, when new tariffs go into place, which is what the Trump administration announced last week, we've got deep concerns about the potential for retaliation against U.S. dairy exports to China. And certainly our concerns are shared by just about everyone else in U.S. agriculture, because we recognize that farmers have a great deal to lose here if the situation continues to be prolonged. If you look at what's happened to the cash and futures markets in dairy in the last week, things have been trending upward, and now it looks like they have plateaued a bit. And I think a lot of that is the uncertainty about the economic situation because of the U.S. relationship with China. So all that being said, we continue to express our concerns about the situation to members of Congress and ultimately to the White House. If you recall, last year they came out with the market facilitation program, and that ended up being a payment to dairy farmers of about 12 cents a hundredweight on their production. We feel that that really underestimated the true financial losses caused by the conflicts, particularly the conflict with China. And so we've been expressing to USDA our interest that whatever they're going to do on this, and it does look like they're going to be announcing something here in the coming days, that it be done in ways that maximize the value of any compensation to dairy farmers.
Speaking of compensation, we discussed in recent segments the new dairy margin coverage program, but it's worth repeating that this DMC is replacing the Margin Protection Program, and it was nice to hear that lawmakers were putting dairy first in a recent hearing.
Yes, the House Agriculture Committee had a hearing at the end of April on the challenges facing dairy, and in particular the rolling out of the new dairy margin coverage program and how that's going to benefit dairy farms of all sizes. So as a reminder, what the USDA is doing now is sending information in the mail to dairy farmers that they are eligible for refunds or credits if they use the old margin protection program in the years between 2014 and 2017. You're eligible for a 50% direct refund of the net premiums, meaning any premiums you paid in minus any payouts USDA gave you in those years. So you get 50% of that sent back to you, or you can get a 75% credit and apply that to the premiums of the new dairy margin coverage program. So this is something that farmers are going to have to consider as one of the choices they have to make for the new DMC. Of course, there's the online calculator tool that USDA rolled out here in the last couple weeks. And the sign-up for the new DMC will be starting about a month from now. It should be mid-June when the sign-up period opens. So it's time to begin thinking about the markets and what type of coverage you want for 2019 and beyond. And the good news, Bill, is that while the sign-up window opens here in June, it runs through the middle of September. There'll be a 90-day sign-up window. And by then, by the end of the sign-up window right after Labor Day, we should know what the DMC program payouts will be for the first 6 months of this year. So that will be something that is a known quantity of potential money that farmers can avail themselves of, depending on what level of coverage they choose in the DMC program.
So taking a look at this sign-up window, would it benefit dairy producers to sign up later and take a look at more months of retroactive coverage?
Yeah, I think the only reason to sign up earlier would be that if you are enrolled, then presumably the payouts will start coming earlier, and certainly farmers are in a really difficult situation, many of them, given the dairy farm economics of the past few years. So my understanding is, we'll have to see if USDA confirms it, that if you're signing up in June, then the first payouts will start in the month of July. If you don't sign up until after Labor Day, you'll still get paid for anything that happens between January and June or July, but you obviously wouldn't start getting paid until you actually sign up, and that would be later in the summer or even in the fall if you wait until the very last day of the sign-up window in mid-September.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. Tomorrow, Dr. Mike Hutchins joins us on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.